Menu and smoothie. Menu and smoothie. Movie.
Hey, everybody jump, jump, jump.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Menuman's Movie Pass. This is the Ozark Season 2 episode by episode breakdown. In this episode, I watched Ozark Season 2, episode number 3. And, you know, you guys asked me to do it. You know, people out in London, people in India, people out in Brooklyn. Y'all asked me to do it. I got a bunch of emails and tweets and things to do this. So here I am doing it. So let's get into it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm your host, Menuhin Hart, and I am talking about Ozark Season 2. This is episode 3. And this episode was kind of slow. Not much happened. It wasn't like one of those episodes where your booty hole clenches up like, oh shit, this is about to happen. It was like, it was more like the startup. I guess this is like building everything to the butthole clenching, I guess. I don't know. But they flushed out other characters in this one. Like as far as the son is kind of shady. The son is now opening a bank account with the $5,000 that his sister gave him. And, you know, the sister's helping him open the bank account. And now, what else? He's hustling. Like, damn, he's hustling at school. He's got dudes paying him to do papers and to make sure that they have good grades. Like, he's like, yo, you gotta pay me my money. You wanna be, bitch? You wanna be? Then it's gonna be $5. It's gonna be 20 if you want an A. You know what I'm saying? Which is low prices, but I mean, anyway, he's hustling at school now. He finally got to shoot some shit in front of people this time. I mean, he almost shot a guy in season one, which was kind of crazy. And in season one also, he was killing animals and like the bodies were just hanging out in front of the house. Like he just had looking at the insides. It was some weird stuff that the kid was in, but he got a chance to hunt with his dad and the Snell family. And it was just like, and then he had a moment with his mom where he was just disturbed. And I was like, man, this kid. Like, he just kind of was up at night and was just like, yo, mom, you wanted me to kill that guy? And so he's trying to figure out, like, he's trying to, like, add it up in his head, like, why these things are happening. Why does he feel like he, you know, he feel bad for this? Is he a murderer? Is he protecting his family? He's, like, trying to make sense of it all. And I feel bad for him because he's losing his innocence. Like, I feel like all kids need that space and time where they can, you know, deal with acne and bullies and, you know, how to talk to women or how to talk to guys or the prom or having confidence in themselves and finding who they are within that high school, middle school, you know, that whole bubble of life. But his bubble just like expanded quick. Like now he's hustling, getting money and shooting people, well, about to shoot people, killing animals and dissecting him and trying to figure out why his dad is hustling his money. And it's just, I feel bad for him because he's going to turn into something else. He's not going to be a regular adult. He's going to be he might be an assassin. He might be the Winter Soldier. Like he's on a warpath or something else, man. I'm interested to see where he goes or what happens to him, like what this bank account is for. And I don't know, man. I feel bad for the kid. The daughter, she's on some shady. Well, she's not really shady. She's like pushing up on the Langmore son. You know, she's like, why did you ever try to kiss me? He's like, well, you know, I don't want to be that guy. You know, he's basically trying to friend his way into the vagina. That's what he wants. He wants to friend his way into the pussy. He wants to be like, oh, you know, we're just friends. Oh, whoop. Oh, I guess I'm having sex with you now. It's like, dude, it never happens like that. This is a TV show. It might happen in the TV show because she's now asking, why did you ever kiss me, as they're smoking weed. But in real life, that don't happen. You got to go talk to a woman. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to just be your friend and somehow we're going to be having sex and in a relationship. No, That's not how it happens. You gotta let it know, let it be known in the beginning. Hey, I like you. I don't like you in this way. And you move in that direction. Because whatever direction you move in, that's where they're gonna move. You go to friend direction, you are now the friend. You're the guy that fixes shit. You you become that dude that knows how to do one thing in their life and they use you to do that one thing. You gotta go ahead and talk to them and continue from there. But he's trying to friend his way into the vagina. And, you know, so she's over there smoking weed and hanging out with him. Don't know where she's gonna go. I mean, she kind of calmed down from being that asshole chick, I guess because she's smoking all this weed right now. But we shall see what happens with that chick. I feel bad for Ruth. Ruth is such a good character, man, because she's a split between Harley Quinn and like a mom and just a gangster. Like she has so many, like she wants the best for her family. And she's not even like a mom. She's playing a mom because the men in the family are acting like fucking dickheads. Well, the adults are acting like dumbasses, and she sees the bigger picture. Like she wants for the, you know, her brother and her cousins and all that. She wants them to have a better life. Like she had her brother fill out that college application and do the essay, and he was acting like a dick and then wrote some crazy shit on it. But it's like, she's like, I just want a better life for you. Better than, you know, having a hustle. And it reminds me, this is totally far off, but my mom, for example, my mom, she's a college educated woman. She ended up working other jobs that she didn't want to work. You know, she's working at like corporate offices and doing corporate work that she really didn't want to do. But she was telling me to get my education because it's hard out here. It's hard. And the thing is, Ruth sees that. She sees that it's hard because she looks like she hasn't had a childhood, kind of like the kid. Ruth is what that son is going to become. Like Ruth, she's a hustler. She works, she steals, she manipulates. She does all these things because she is just trying to survive. And I feel like that's what happens when you lose that childhood, man. That's you just hustling to survive if you don't have that education, that background. And that's what my mom was trying to tell me. She's always like, yo, go to school or make sure you got this under your belt because, you know, the work industry is not good to you. They don't give a shit about you. I mean, the world doesn't give a shit about you. So you got to get your own and make it happen. And that's what Ruth is trying to instill in her brothers and cousins and all that. Like, yo, get your education. Like, let's get out of this fucking dump. But her fucking dad is an asshole. You know, he's like, you're a Langmore and we don't do that. You got to stay in blah, 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 blah. Like, dude, just because you fucked your life up, stop trying to fuck your daughter's life up. You know, she was looking at that house and I felt bad for her because she looked at that house. She was going to step out there and talk to that chick like, yo, I'm trying to buy this house. But she jumped back in the car because her fucking dad got her in the head. And now she's, you know, she went to the boat place and flipped boats over and told the guy, like, hey, man, we can solve your problem if you just help, you know, let me invest in your company. And when I really invest, well, yeah, invest. God damn. Always a fucking siren. Wow. 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 Really? Really, dude? We going to do that? Really? Would you go save the memories? They're on fire. Would you just get through the traffic? How come fire trucks don't fly? They should fly by now. They shouldn't be in traffic. What the fuck? Oh my God, we get it. I think fire trucks and ambulances should have like some type of Jetsons flight pack. They just fly over traffic so they can save people rather than sitting in traffic and messing up my podcast. But anyway, like I said, Ruth, she, you know, she's on this hustler path and she's just like she's trying to balance the family out, but the dad is being a piece of shit and getting in her head a little bit, and I hope she doesn't go that way, you know, I really do, I hope she doesn't go that way. But Ruth, I love you. I hope she flips. I hope something changes in episode 4 or 5 or something. Something's going to change. I have a feeling she's either going to kill her dad or set him up to get killed or get locked. You know what? She might set him up to get locked back up or something like that. Just to get him out of her hair. Because he's starting to cause a problem. So, what else? Morty. Let's talk about Morty Bird. Morty. Bird. Anyway, Morty, he's dealing with the fact that all his businesses are getting shut down. The funeral home, the strip club, the whatever the hell that lake house thing is he had with Rachel, that got shut down. And he thinks it's someone else doing it. But we know it's the police. The police set that shit up just so he could reach out to Rachel to get her back, because he wasn't going to reach out to Rachel because she stole a bunch of money from him. But, you know, they set that up, and he's trying to get things back in order. As far as, I mean, Morty, I mean, this episode didn't really focus on Morty too much. It was more on the mom, but I'll get to the mom in a minute. But Morty has a conversation with the Snell family. They're trying to figure out why their businesses are being shut down, why their money's getting stopped short. And they think it's because of Charles. And I explain why they think. I mean, well, you know. I mean, because Charles, they think Charles is the reason why. Because Charles had kind of sideways threatened Wendy by saying, like, yo, I want a mall and some other shit on the Snell land. And the Snells are like, yo, we said the casino. We're not doing no extra shit. So, you know, it seemed like a threat. And they took it as a threat. So they're like, yo, he's the reason why the businesses are being shut down, but not knowing that the police are behind that shit. So that happens. Morty's trying to figure that out. Now, the mom, Wendy, is such a great character, man. She gets shit done. She sees the problem and she figures it out. She's like her husband. They're meant for each other. Like when the husband saw the whole thing with the with the dude getting his hand blown off, he's like, well, who's the guy? All right, let's talk to the guy. Let's figure that shit out. Like, she, like, at the beginning of this episode, the senator, the one that was against their bill, remember that guy? The one that went on a supposed trip? He kills himself due to his depression that we find out about. Now, rather than Wendy, you know, just moving on from that, she takes that situation because she finds out that the wife is going to sue Charles. And she takes from her own situation where she's lost a child, she's dealt with a brother, family member with clinical depression, and she takes that situation and uses that to her advantage to convince the mom or the wife not to sue Charles, because she's like, yo, I've dealt with this. Let me buy you out, basically. I will make an organization for people with mental disabilities. And also, you don't sue Charles because Charles is not the reason why your husband is dead. Your husband is the reason why your husband is dead, because he killed himself because he was clinically depressed. And the wife was going to reveal it at the funeral that she's going to sue Charles, but she ends up not doing it, which would have took money out of Charles's pocket. And she basically uses that as leverage to Charles, like, yo, I'm the reason why she can sue you. That would have been money out of your pocket. Now, let go of this fantasy of this mall on the Snell's property. Let's just do this casino shit and stop being a pussy. Well, she didn't say that part. But yeah, so she solved that situation. So that was crazy how she layered that and how they added that into the episode. I like that part, the way they brought it in with the hand, with the Snell mom. She read the palm and everything. So that was pretty cool. I like that. How he brought those little details in, how she lost a kid, and then they tied that little thing in. That was pretty cool. But that happens. So Charles, that's all wrapped up. Well, not really, because, you know, it's always a situation. And then Rachel, she's bugged, and she's trying to get Morty to say something. So the police bug her and then drug her so she's not all nervous. And she kind of fucks up the bugging. Like, how do you get bugged, right? And then you go to the people, like, yo, they gonna try to kill you, they gonna catch you, and they gonna arrest you, and yada yada yada. And Morty looked at her like, yeah. He just walked out. Like, she is the worst. I don't understand why. I don't really care. She just annoys me. I'm just tired of seeing that chick. And it's just like, get the fuck. I don't know. But the episode was pretty slow and chunky. What else happened? anything else I want to talk about? Yeah. Nope, not at all. There's nothing else. That's it. This episode was slow, sluggish. I feel like it's a build up to some more other shit that's gonna happen in the other episodes. But episode four coming next.